We start with Dorothy Bowen telling Mark all about the Rainbow Room at the Bradbury Centre.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come along to the Bradbury Centre today, and with me I've got NNAB Young Eyes Coordinator Dorothy Bowen. Many of you may recall Dorothy from her days as the manager for our equipment and information centres here at NNAB. And for the last about 2, maybe 3 years nearly now, Dorothy, you've been the coordinator for what we call our Young Eyes service, where we help our younger members with sight difficulties. Really, I think it's almost from sort of cradle to about 18, is it, Dorothy?
It's 18.
It's 18, right. Thank you. And for the last 5 years or so, since we've been in here in the Bradbury Centre, we've opened up what we call a sensory room for our younger members. And could you tell us a little bit about the sensory room, Dorothy?
Well, hello, everybody. It's lovely to be talking to you in the sort of the new role of Young Eyes Coordinator. The sensory room, which we call the Rainbow Room, is located in the Bradbury Centre on the first floor. It's recently moved. When we first began, it was in quite a small room, and we had the minimum, really. As the last 2 or 3 years have gone by, it's become very obvious that we've got more toys than we had to begin with.
Yes.
So we've moved into a slightly larger room, which is great, and we now have the toys in there, plus the sensory Voyager, which is the main sensory stimulation piece of equipment that we have. We bought the sensory Voyager when we first moved in here, and it's basically a big trolley. It's on wheels, and it includes a bubble tube, three mirrors which mirror the bubble tube, so that actually when you're looking at it, it looks as if there's three, which is which is great. And incorporated in it as well is a string of fibre optic lights, which are on sort of a flexible flexible tentacles, really, which the children can actually sit under or drape around themselves, pretend they've got pink hair and things like that.
Wow.
Which is great. And also the child themselves, the young person themselves, can change the lights on the Voyager through a series of 6 different colours. So it will automatically change to illuminate in different colours, but they have a keypad with very large buttons, really, which they can operate themselves. So there's some degree of choice, which is important. Also included in the sensory Voyager is a sound system, so we can play music, very soothing music sometimes, and also an optokinetic projector.
What's one of those?
So, well, with that, you have what's called wheels, and the wheels are painted in different designs. We have one with pets, so that's got cats and dogs and different types of animals. One with balloons in different colours. One with dolphins. And these wheels rotate through the projector and then are illuminated onto the wall.
Wow.
So, you know, you can sit there and you can actually see huge dolphins swimming around. And one of the things that we like to do with that, we can bring the projection on the wall right down to the eye level of the smallest of our children. And one of the things that they're encouraged to do is to watch the animals going round and then pick up their eyes as they come round. So in that way, they're actually using their own eyes to follow. So they're developing one of the visual skills that they need.
That sounds tremendous fun.
It is fun, and the room itself has superb blackout facility. So we can really create a very stimulating, enjoyable atmosphere within the room we invite families to come, so mum and dad and the little one, brothers and sisters. Therapists can bring children in and use it to practice skills. It's a lovely, safe but supportive environment for the families, and a lot of families do use it. We've had very tiny ones in there, ones, you know, 6, 9 months old, because really the sooner that children start to be stimulated to use their vision, the better.
Yeah, early learning, isn't it?
Early learning is yeah. vital. Yeah. And lots of the other toys in there stimulate the hearing and the encourage the young children to reach out, to use their vision, to reach out and find things. But as I said, it's a very safe and supportive room, so that there's a lot of fun can be had, but a feeling of security as well, which is vital.
And I would anticipate that the equipment is fairly specialist and probably fairly costly.
Yeah, that's the only one of the downsides, really, to equipment like that, in that it is pricey. And we're very fortunate that we have had in the last year several very nice donations from organisations. The Royal Antediluvian Order of Buffaloes, the Edith Cavell Lodge in the city, were very, very generous to us and did a series of barbecues throughout the summer last year. And as a result, the money that they gave to us enabled us to buy several things for the room. And also they actually did pay for our Christmas party 2014.
Lovely.
So I think it's an area of our work that is vital. It links in with our Rainbow Sparks, which is our under fives. Lots of the families that come to Rainbow Sparks use the room. And also, I've forgotten to say, but another use of the room is on days when we have the hospital children's vision assessment clinic, which is held here quarterly. And the clinicians come out from the hospital, they see about 5 or 6 families with very young children, usually under the age of 4, and the families wait for their appointment. They wait in the Rainbow Room. So for some, that's their first introduction to the room and to the NNAB and to Young Eyes. And it's proving to be very, very worthwhile. And, you know, the families that come to that very often then subsequently come to Rainbow Sparks and into the Young Eyes family.
Other activities, yes.
which is great. So,
how many children and families are you helping with the Young Eyes service?
On our base of addresses and contacts, we've got about 130 at the moment. To Rainbow Sparks, we are regularly now getting 6 to 8 children. It varies quite a lot in terms of the other activities. We have quite a group that come within our older age range at the moment, 16 to 18, and they have their own theatre group. Mm. So we go to the audio describe performances that you kindly set up, and they love that. And sometimes linked with that as well, we do a music or a drama workshop prior to the performance at the theatre. When we get a professional dancer in to actually teach us maybe one of the dances or one of the songs that we will see in the performance. Mm-hmm. We've done that with Oliver, with Annie, with Katz, and that's a really worthwhile activity. Mm. So we go all through the age range, really. Okay.